Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Dad, can I talk to you for a second?
It's really nothing. I don't feel right calling your dad about this.
Something's got to be done, Stuart. I'm tired of seeing you pushed around. Now sit down.
What's the problem?
It's the guys at Dauber's house. Ever since we moved in, they've been picking on Stuart.
I wouldn't call it picking. It's really just good-natured joshing.
Well, it may have started out that way, but it's gotten out of hand. Now, a few weeks ago at dinner, Stuart was serving, as he always does, and somebody said, pass the mashed potatoes. And as a joke, Fred passed Stuart. That's not funny, Dad.
Oh, I thought you said it was a joke, honey.
Well, not anymore. But now, every night at dinner, somebody lifts Stuart and passes him around the table. Now, we've asked them to stop, but they won't listen to us. We were thinking maybe since they're your football players, they'll listen to you. Will you say something?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. Well, I'll tell the guys to stop passing Stuart.
Thank you.
I really appreciate this, sir.
Yeah, no problem. You're a human being. You deserve to be treated with respect. And if those guys don't do it, you just let me know.
Problem with Stuart is because, well, Dauber, you know, it is your house and you're responsible. And Fred, everybody there pretty much follows your lead, you know, especially at the dinner table. So I would like you guys to stop playing with Stuart.
Coach, I think the guys are just trying to include him.
Well, I know that. It's pretty rough to find stuff to do with him, but, you know. Kelly is getting awfully upset, and the guys at the house pretty much like Kelly, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Everybody thinks Kelly's swell.
You're pretty much scared of me, right?
Oh, yeah. Everybody thinks you're terrifying.
Well, then, for Kelly and me, I would like you guys to stop passing Stuart at the dinner table.
Now, we can still make him, you know, cook the meals and do the dishes and wash our clothes, can't we?
Well, sure. I'm not trying to be unreasonable.
Oh, am I interrupting anything?
Does this look important? Okay, see you guys later.
See you, Coach.
I was wondering if you were free for lunch.
Well, I think I can make myself free. I mean, I was supposed to take Howard Burley out for his birthday lunch, but I can blow him off.
Hayden, if it's his birthday.
No, it's not his birthday. His birthday was 2 months ago. I blew him off then. I can blow him off now. Besides, it's not that often we get to see each other in the middle of the week. What's the occasion? It's not your birthday, is it?
No. Unfortunately, I'm here with some bad news.
Oh, I hate bad news.
Well, don't panic. It's not terrible news. I just found out that I have to do the weekend newscasts for the next 4 weeks while Sally's on maternity leave.
What? Are you kidding, Christine? God, don't you know how much I look forward to our weekends? I mean, nobody in America likes weekends as much as I do.
I'm sorry, Hayden. There's nothing I can do.
I can't go 4 weeks without seeing you. I can't even go 4 days without seeing you, Christine. I mean, I have a need to see you.
Well, I would ask you to come to my place, but I know you'd hate that.
I don't need your place. I mean, how can you say that? I've only been there twice in the last 3 years.
Well, that's one way I know. Hayden, you're happy in your cabin. That's the only place you are happy.
No, I could be happy at your place.
How? Each time you get there, you're bored, you get cranky, you get claustrophobic, you get bored.
Oh, Christine, listen, I promise I won't get bored.
Well, I just don't want to be responsible for your having a good time. I mean, any more than usual.
Oh, great, because I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, hi, Christine. I didn't know you were here.
The culture is Howard's birthday cake. You ready to take him out to lunch?
Well, Christine and I are going to have lunch. You're going to have to push Howard off for another week.
Hayden, Howard's birthday is 2 months ago. This cake ain't going to stay fresh forever.
Well, just put it back in the freezer.
Well, it's not going to taste very good.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's a thought that counts. Freeze her up, Doc.
Right.
Still a nice thought.
You gotta admit, I haven't been bored once.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah. Well, you had fun at the batting cage, too, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Would you mind taking your shoes off? I'm sorry to keep asking, but...
No. New carpet, no problem.
I'm sorry to run, Hayden, but if I don't leave now, I'm going to be late.
Well, don't hang around on my account, because I am having a fabulous time.
Here. This is for you. It's a little survival kit while I'm gone.
Oh, come on, Christine.
I know you said you weren't going to be bored, but just in case, I rented you a video with NFL bloopers, and I bought you every single sports magazine I could find.
Christine, you know, you're treating me like a little child. Yeah,
I know this is probably silly, but in case all else fails, I thought this would keep you busy. So you try to get the BBs in Snoopy's dish.
Christine... Hey, this isn't easy, is it?
I have already put a casserole in the oven for you. It's mostly ground beef, so you'll like it. It will cook for 1 hour, and it will start cooking at 6 o'clock. When you hear this ding, you take the casserole out, and you turn off the oven. I'm going to leave the timer here so that you can hear it.
Got it.
Hayden, there's just one more thing. If you would eat in the dining room and not in front of the television set, because...
I know. You got a new carpet.
I'm really being a nag about this, aren't I?
Well, no. I mean, if I had a brand new all-white carpet, I'd be worried, too. But then again, I wouldn't have a brand new all-white carpet. But then I wouldn't have that soap shaped like a seashell, either, you know? We're just different people, honey.
Right. Well, I'm going.
Okay.
Now, I am going to be gone for 7 hours, Hayden. You sure you're not going to be bored?
Oh, come on. I'm not going to be bored.
I'm really glad you came up this weekend.
Me too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was close. Six and a half hours to go. God, I'm bored. Hey, Luth. Hayden. You doing anything? Didn't think so. Hey, you want to come over to Christine's and kind of camp out till she gets back? Great. How soon can you leave? Luth? Luth is on his way. Now what do I do for the next hour?
Well. Good afternoon, sir. I'm Bill Bradshaw, Mutual Fidelity. I know the last thing in the world a man wants to do on a Saturday afternoon is talk about life insurance, so...
Well, sure, come on in.
Really?
Yeah. Take off your shoes.
Oh, boy. When I saw that kid streaking down the sideline, I knew the game was over, that we'd won. I'd gone 7-4, and that's the best record at Minnesota State since Curly O'Brien was head coach. I am telling you, it was one of the most exhilarating moments of my life.
Speaking of your life, I would like to get around to how we can protect it.
Okay.
You know, Hayden, to put it in football vernacular, no one really knows when that final buzzer is going to sound.
Oh, that's your final buzzer, Bill.
What?
Yeah. Well, my buddy Luke is down here showing up, and thanks a lot for stopping by. Have a nice day.
Hi, Hayden.
Hey, Luke.
Who's that?
Oh, just a fan.
Can I have my shoes?
Well, sure you can.
Thanks. Boy, am I glad you came up.
Hey, are you kidding? I'm thrilled you called. I was just going to clean out my birdcage and turn my mattress. This way I get to spend the evening with you and still have something to look forward to tomorrow.
Okay, well, you better take your shoes off, because Christine just got a new carpet. Don't want to get anything on it.
Right. What are we going to do tonight?
Well, anything we want to. Okay, Christine got me an NFL bloopers tape. She rented it. We could watch that.
Hey.
You got a casserole cooking in the oven, and when the timer goes off,
all right,
we can eat that.
Anything we want.
Anything we want.
Anything we want. Checkers play check. I bet you and Christine play checkers a lot, don't you?
Well, not as much as you might think.
Blackjack. You want to play blackjack?
Yeah. Okay. Christine's got some cards in here. Hey, Luke, if you want something to drink, just help yourself. It's in the fridge.
All right, thanks.
You bet.
Anything we want.
Anything we want.
Boy, this sure is a pretty apartment. Feels funny without Christine being here, though. It makes me kind of feel like I'm peeking into her privacy. How much you pay for this, you know?
About $1,400, I think.
$1,400? Wow. Of course, you know, when you figure a problem like this, it's really... Oh, jeez!
What's the matter, Will?
Oh, jeez!
What's the matter?
Nothing!
Oh. Okay, five cards, blackjack.
Alright. Hit me.
Hit me.
Hit me.
Hit me.
Hit me.
Hit me.
Boy, you're gonna hit me. Does grape juice stain?
What do you mean does grape juice stain?
Oh, jeez! Luther, what the hell did you do?
I don't know. I was just pointed. I have no explanation what I did. I don't know what to have you over in the first place for.
No, Luther, how'd you do that?
I don't know. I was...
No! Oh, well, don't just stand there. Go get something to mop it up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jeez.
What the hell is a grown man drinking grape juice for anyway?
Stand back. I got it, Hayden. I got it. Weird.
Where'd you get the towel, Luth?
Christine's bathroom. Why does it have a belt?
Because it's her bathrobe.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God. Jeez. Oh, God.
Luther!
Stop the hate. I don't know what to do.
Stop moving!
Just give me a moment to think.
Call Kelly. She'll know what to do.
Kelly, Kelly. Oh,
no. Doctor!
Hello?
Kelly, Dad, how's it going?
Fine. How's it going with you?
Oh, great. Hey, Kelly, how do you get grape juice stains out of a carpet?
You got grape juice on Christine's carpet?
No. Just asking, just wondering.
Oh, Dad, how could you do it, Al?
I didn't do it, Kelly. Luther did it.
Thanks.
Is the carpet wool or synthetic?
No, I don't know. It's white. It could be lamb, for all I know.
Why doesn't you go to the supermarket and rent a steam cleaner?
Why don't you go to the supermarket and rent a steam cleaner?
Oh, great. Why'd I have to call you guys to hear that kind of information? Kelly, you're in college. I wanted something brilliant.
Well, I'm sorry, Dad.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot. Goodbye.
What was your idea?
Oh, you don't even want to know. So stupid. Hey, you know what I was thinking? Let's go to the supermarket and rent a steam cleaner.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, maybe we can get back before that thing dries. Yeah.
While we're there, we can pick up some more grape juice. Oh.
I can't believe we've been gone over an hour. I am If that stain is set, you are in big trouble.
I can't believe you're blaming me. You're the one that drove over the broken glass and got a flat tire.
Yeah, well, who dropped the bottle of grape juice and broke the glass in the first place?
Who hit me on the head with steam cleaner?
Oh, Luther, really, that is so small, you know? Always blaming somebody else. Oh, great.
Oh, what's that or not?
Well, the door's locked.
Well, don't you have a key?
How silly of me. Of course I don't have a key.
Well, why not? You'd think Christine would have left you one.
Why? I wasn't supposed to go anywhere. I was supposed to stay in that apartment and not be bored, and I was not supposed to have you over. What the hell are you doing?
You smell something burning?
Oh, that's for dinner. I was supposed to take that out of the oven over an hour ago.
What's that?
The smoke alarm. Stand back. We're on fire. Oh, God.
Hate your shoes.
Oh, Luke, get a fire extinguisher!
Good evening. How are you folks this evening? Nice to see you.
I got one, Hayden! What the hell are you doing?
I saved your life.
I wasn't on fire. I was okay. I was going to get thrown in this house.
You said there was a fire.
The fire was in the oven.
Well, I just can't seem to do anything tonight to please you, Kevin.
Well, there is one thing we can do.
What?
Hold this.
It's hot.
How's the kitchen look?
Yeah, well, our kitchen's fine. The oven's melted. I'm telling you, I just hope that crazy Carl's appliance store delivers that oven before Christine gets back here.
Somebody call for a carpenter?
Hey, Doc.
Oh, God, great. Good to see you.
Where's the patient?
Right here, doctor. You think you can fix it?
No problem. It's mostly just splintered. The only thing I don't know is if the lock still works. You got a key?
If I had a key, Hammerhead, I wouldn't have knocked down the door.
Right. I wonder if Christine keeps a spare around here somewhere.
Yeah,
here's one.
There was a key.
This is a lucky night, Coach. Lock still works.
Okay. Guys, I think we're cooking here. Now, Christine's not going to be back for a couple hours. Dob, you are going to fix that door.
Check.
Luce, you keep sucking up that stain.
Got it.
Fellas, I think this is going to work. No need to panic.
Hey, Ella.
Hey, Christine. Hey. Oh, well, that's the best news I've heard all night. Oh, I can't wait. Okay, see you in 20 minutes. Got it! Now there's a reason to panic.
She's coming home?
Yeah, but some jerk at the station decided to fill in for in the late news. I mean, can you believe people?
Well, wait a minute. I think I'd be done with this in 20 minutes.
So can I.
Well, what about Crazy Carl? He's not going to have that oven here in 20 minutes.
And maybe one of the neighbors has the same kind of oven.
You're right. All these apartments are the same. Marion across the hall's got the same kind of oven. I'll ask her.
You're going to ask Marion to give you her oven?
Yeah, I know it's strange, but I'll just use a little finesse. Marion, open up! What are you doing?
I got a coach!
Come on, fade right, Tommer. Fade right. Go deep. Hey, Luke, would you help him install that oven? Would you? Christine's going to be here any minute.
Right.
Oven coming, Marion. Move your cat. Oh, I really appreciate this, Marion.
Hayden, you know, you're putting me in a very awkward position.
I know, and you're a peach. Thanks.
Well, wait. How long am I going to have this oven in the middle of my living room floor?
Well, just overnight. I promise I'll take care of everything else in the morning, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Now, all I got to do is get the steam cleaner down in my truck before Christine gets home.
All right. Good luck, I guess.
Yeah, and Marion, sorry I got you out of the bathtub. There she comes, Marion. Close your door. Close the door. There she comes. Christine's coming, guys. Coming.
We're almost there, Coach.
Yeah, okay. We'll go out the back way when you're done and take that thing with you.
Thanks for having me over, Hayden.
Hi.
Hey. Wow, has it been 20 minutes already? Huh. Not so engrossed in this article. I guess I lost track of time.
Oh, what's it about?
Yeah? That's right. Nothing. Oh, come on, give me a kiss.
Yeah. Well, how was your evening?
Fine.
You kept busy?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why is my carpet wet?
Is your carpet wet?
Yeah. Yeah, I can feel it.
Huh. I don't... Well, it's new, you know. Maybe it's like leather. It sweats.
Aiden.
Well, maybe the floor's leaking, or maybe somebody spilled something. Maybe I spilled something. God, I was so close!
Is there something you want to tell me, Aiden?
No. I have to now, though, don't I?
What is it?
Oh, Christina, I just had a terrible night.
What happened?
I got bored. Well, I mean, not right away. Not, you know, not... It was about a half hour after you left. You know? Oh, man. I hate telling you this.
You'll feel better.
Well, I called Luther, and Luther came over, and between the two of us, we managed to spill a quart of grape juice on your carpet.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Where?
Well, yeah, see, you can't even see it now because we rented a steam cleaner, and that's why it's wet. But first, we tried to mop it up with your bathrobe. Then we went and got the steam cleaner, and then the door got locked, and then we broke down the door.
You broke my door?
Yeah, yeah, but Dauber came over, and he fixed it, and then we just fixed everything up. Everything's fine, and then you came home.
Before the carpet had a chance to dry.
Basically, yeah. Man, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
For what?
I'm sorry that there seems to be so little trust between us, that you seem to have to hide stuff from me. Hayden, we have been together over 3 years now, and I still can't seem to make you understand that it's okay to be honest with me. I don't care if you spilled grape juice on my carpet. I don't care if you broke my door. I don't even care if you set the place on fire. What I do care about is you telling me the truth. That's what makes us close. That's what makes a relationship.
I don't know why I can't learn that.
I don't either.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm thinking that if I'm honest, Christine, you won't like me.
Hayden. I love you when you're honest.
Then I'm glad I came clean.
Is there anything else you want to tell me about tonight?
No. I mean, I told you about Luther and Dauber and the door and the carpet and the bathrobe. Pretty much it. Crazy Carl's appliance store?
Oh, yeah. I bought Marion an oven.